Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We will be dealing with a very, very serious issue today. It is in question form. Can America be saved? The America that we know today and have known for some 244 years, is it possible that it can be preserved, saved, in view of this very seminal election that's coming up in just 14 days? That's the question today. There'll be other questions and comments related to that. And I believe that we need to recognize that we're in very serious days. And as Christians in particular, we need to pray. We need to recognize that as we pray, that the Bible says in Psalms 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. When we turn our backs on God, when we ban prayer, when we ban the Bible, when we literally dethrone God and then see calamity take place, who do we call on? Where do we go? The America that we know today is up for sale, according to the Biden family, and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. We'll be talking about that today. So let me encourage you to stay tuned. That telephone number, if you would like to jump in, join in the dialogue of the discussion at any point during the time of this broadcast today, feel free to do so. 831-0917, 831-0917 is that telephone number. If you're out of the area code, it's 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your insight as to the subject and the seriousness of it today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the Bible. It's the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He made that statement to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And then further to illustrate, he said, thy word is truth in John 17:17. It's the truth of the word of God that we need to understand today is the most powerful thing that we can see and understand. There is a statement by George Orwell, the secularist, a number of years ago that intrigues me, and yet it is so real. He said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that occurring today as perhaps no other time in your lifetime and mine, we see it coming to fruition. This is the reason I am so blessed by the statement by 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe that ought to be the marching orders. That should be the plan for the life and living of every one under the sound of my voice today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time is hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about landscape lawn care equipment for the professional and the homeowner, as well as answering your questions about power backup for hurricane preparedness. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. It's the home of the gigantic American flag. Flagpole's about 165 feet high. Takes about 8 men just to get that flag off the ground and on the ropes and in the air. It is a gigantic flag. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just a moment after a very brief monologue, I'm going to introduce our very special guest today. We're going to be talking about some of the major issues that we need to understand and recognize, the things that's taking place, and it should inure to the benefit of the blessing of each of our listeners and help us to understand what condition we're in as a nation and how we need to vote. But ladies and gentlemen, I urge you, I encourage you that we understand the facts and the details of what is happening. It's approaching now, I believe, as this morning at 6:30 Fox News, they said about 28 million. So let's just round it out and say nearing 30 million people that have already voted in early voting across the nation. But ladies and gentlemen, the evil, wicked, hate-filled, socialist, Marxist, BLM Democratic Party, their real agenda is becoming more clear each day. And we've just got 14 days to go before the official election. However, we just discovered that the Supreme Court just ruled that the state of Pennsylvania can count votes up until, I believe it is, 6 days after the election. So we've gotten to the point in time in society where, based on the court's decisions, not based on constitution or not based on the law, but based on the court's decisions, we're going to see a protracted, extended election day. In fact, I said to my wife this morning, why don't we just call it election month? Rather than calling it election day, we have a whole month. Let's just say we designate the month of November as voting month and just do that. That'll water down and destroy anything called integrity in the election process. And we see that integrity being destroyed each and every day across the nation with different states doing different things in relationship to that. But ladies and gentlemen, don't be deceived. Don't believe the lie. Don't think that somehow, some way, Joe Biden is the mild-mannered wizard that can come in on the scenes and heal America. Don't believe that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will preserve our America and Constitution and liberties and freedoms as we have been blessed by for over 244 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic leadership makes it very, very clear. They've already stated that they will lie, cheat, and steal and do anything to win this election. That's exactly what they have made claim to and said that they would do. Here's an article that makes that blatant statement. Democratic Party leader vows to lie, cheat, and steal anything to win the election. Democratic Party leader in Colorado says the 2020 election amounts to a revolution, meaning, therefore, that lying and cheating and stealing, all morally acceptable actions if they help to bring about the defeat of President Donald J. Trump in November. Christopher Jacks, a member of the executive committee of the Colorado Democratic Party, expressed his beliefs in an undercover video released by Project Veritas. Quote, I'm going to do everything morally acceptable to win. I will lie, I will cheat, I will steal, because that's morally acceptable in this political environment. Absolutely, he said. We are pirates on a pirate ship, and we're going to win. Quote, I want to make this point very loudly and very clearly, he continued. I said it nicely before, but I'll say it more curtly now. 2020 election is a political revolution. And he goes on to talk about what he's going to do and how he's going to carry it out. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage. That lets you know if you've not already understood what the approach is for the Democratic Party and what they're going to do. But may I remind you, we need to recognize that the scripture says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I'm looking at an article in Decision Magazine 2020, Franklin Graham's writing in this particular one. And I'll just pick up a couple of paragraphs to set the stage on what we need to see and understand. Franklin Graham says, thankfully, under the current administration, our religious liberties have been protected and preserved through a number of executive orders and the appointment of conservative judges and justices. Through executive actions, the right to life for the unborn, the freedom of the Christian organization, and professionals to practice according to their sincerely held beliefs have been advanced and upheld. However, as the 2020 election draws near, I have a dire warning for Christians. This wonderful season of progress for the cause of religious freedom and the moral and biblical values that we hold dear could be quickly and perhaps even permanently reversed. He goes further and says voters are choosing between two polar opposite visions for America. One that threatens to send our country spiraling down the dangerous road of socialism, and one that promises to uphold the constitutional freedoms and liberties that our nation is built upon while making America the envy of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have stated that any more succinctly and clearly than Franklin Graham did. But we're finding in the marketplace of ideas that's along the totem pole, it seems, even when it comes to the thoughts and the mandates and the mindset of multitudes who call themselves Christians. I've heard from so many Christians in the past 90 days in relationship to their philosophies. Many of them are castigatingly angry because you talk about voting for President Trump. They have the philosophy and the feeling that because he is a man that has a background that we'd question in the realm of some morals and things that he's done, somehow, some way, that the only way we can elect a president is to find a perfect person just like Jesus and vote on them and put them in office. A number of Christians have said they're not going to vote because of the flawed man that God has divinely intervened and placed in the office of president as of November of 2016. I challenge and I chide any Christian that has that mentality and that mindset, and somehow that the only person that can be elected and put in office and voted on by a Christian is one that is flawless, spotless, without sin. And the only person that was like that that ever washed the face of the earth was Jesus Christ, God incarnate, God come in the flesh. And we don't find that today. Ladies and gentlemen, anything goes for those on the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party to try to win this election. Understand, just as I read the article, cheating, lying, and stealing is on the table. Here's an article that says, group offers churches $6 a ballot to help people vote. Dateline Montgomery, Alabama. A group's offer to pay churches $6 for each and every person they help to get to the vote and voting booth does not violate any law, although it might not be the best practice for getting out voters, Alabama elections chief said Monday. The New South Souls to the Polls initiative is paying churches $4, a $6 contribution for each documented early vote. To cover the expenses, of course, for the outreach and transportation to help people vote this early absentee ballot, according to the letter mailed to Pastor Hank Sanders, a former longtime Democratic state senator from Selma, Alabama, who is organizing the effort, it's unclear how many churches will be offered these funds. Quote, it says specifically that no person can be paid for a vote, but this is not paying for any vote. It is only trying to encourage people and compensate people to go vote, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something wrong with that picture to start, and it's something wrong with the church that will accept that kind of offer to receive $6 for each one that they're able to motivate and get an absentee ballot signed and get it into the ballot box for a vote. Ladies and gentlemen, we find across America today the illegal buying of votes. In fact, in Minnesota, the famous Ilhan Omar and her political machine, they're spending $200 per vote, $200 per vote to get votes in the ballot box, early voting. Here's an article that says Democratic candidate alleged buying votes for her party. Says in the battleground state, Minnesota, a Democratic candidate has alleged her party's machine is buying votes in the Somalia community. And it goes on to talk about, and this is videotaped by the James O'Keefe on the Project Veritas, and it's talking about where they're paying up to $200 per vote. Released a 15-minute video in April of her speaking in Somalia, which she expressed her anger over the many votes she and her campaign encountered to expect to pay $200 per vote in order to get. She's upset because people are wanting more money to have their ballot signed by them and put in the ballot box. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the theft or the attempt of a theft for an election, the theft of an election. Again, it goes back to the mindset that cheating, lying, and stealing and anything goes to win this election because we're in a revolution, according to them. Ladies and gentlemen, if we put Joe Biden in office as president, we will lose our religious liberties and freedom as Christians to worship, have our church opened as we please. Ladies and gentlemen, the Joe Biden administration will force Christians to close at will. based on the so-called science. If science says it, that's what he'll do. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot we're going to talk about in relationship to where we're going with this election and how serious it is. And I pray that you will be, if you've not already voted, that you will vote. Some are trying to vote early because the risk of the major dangers on election day. I'll talk about that later in this broadcast today. Some of the folks in New York City are moving further north in New York State. One saying that she's going to go to Mexico and spend 10 days in Mexico rather than staying in New York City, because the Democrats have already said that if President Trump is reelected, they will, quote, burn the city down. That's the anger, the hostility, the viciousness that's being spewed by the Democrats in this election cycle. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about these and many other things in this broadcast. I'm pleased to announce to you today that we have, as our very special guest on Let's Face the Issues, a friend of mine. He's become a close brother in Christ. He is the congressman for District 1 in the state of Florida. He has served recently as that District 1 congressman. And I'm proud to introduce to you, if you've not heard him before, I encourage you to call your friends, relatives, neighbors, and ask them to join in this dialogue and discussion today by dialing 831-0917. Welcome, Congressman Mike Hill, to the microphones today as we discuss these very serious issues that's facing our nation in this election cycle.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. It's always such a pleasure to be on your show, and I really do appreciate your monologue that you had. You were 100% right on target with everything that you said. And here's something that needs to be investigated, I believe, Dr. Youngblood. You talked about how the left, how the Democrats are buying votes. And there's that Representative Omar who's paying up to $200 for a vote, and in other areas, $5 and $6 paying for votes. Here's the question of what needs to be investigated is who is giving them that money to buy those votes? Once we get to the bottom of who's doing that, then that's what can be addressed and attacked. Because, first of all, it is illegal. And you mentioned how the Democrats will lie, cheat, and steal to win an election because they say we're in a revolution. Well, it's illegal what you are doing. And they should be arrested and prosecuted for these illegal activities.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that is amazing to me, Congressman, is that we from the conservative side, we from the Christian side, we as patriotic Americans, we that's involved in the political process called the Republican Party, we've known this for quite some time. The thing that staggers my imagination is that very little is said. The mindset is, well, you know, if they steal a few thousand votes or steal a few hundred votes, it doesn't make any difference in the long run. But as you know, we've had in the state of Florida where just one vote or two votes made the difference in an election. And I'm concerned when we look at the left coast and the right coast and the tri-states up in the northeast and over the left coast, as I call it, the state of California, and then places in the midway point, the mid-America, where you find so many places across America where votes, where there's ballot harvesting, where there's the granny votes going into the nursing homes, et cetera, and yet it seems as though we're doing nothing about it. It is a strange thing to me that we know these things are happening, and that yet it seems as though there's silence in relationship to it. There was a Secretary of State in Ohio back in, I believe it was the 2016 election or the 2012 election. I think it was 2012 election that discovered in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, that some 115,000 more people voted than you had live citizens in the county. And yet when it was taken to court, the judge said, well, it's a moot question. The people have already spoken. They voted and it wouldn't make any difference now anyway, so just leave it alone. What do you say about that mindset when it comes to judges and courts making those kind of decisions?
Well, of course, that's like burying your head in the sand and hoping that the worst results won't happen. But even if we know that there is fraud with only a small percentage of votes, fraud is also illegal and it should not be tolerated. We're a nation that is based on the rule of law and what our Constitution says. And we have to follow that if we're going to maintain a society at all that is worth living in. I'll share with you, Dr. Youngblood, this process of ballot harvesting and how sinister it is. First of all, ballot harvesting is when a person or a group of people will go and gather a large number of ballots or just some ballots from others and then take that to the voting precinct or to the supervisor of elections office. The danger with ballot harvesting is that when you give your ballot up to someone else, you don't know if it is actually going to be counted or if it's going to be delivered to the supervisor of elections office. They could just simply toss it in the trash or only allow those for the candidate that they like to show up. And we see it so many times, Dr. Youngblood, here in Florida. In almost each statewide election, we always see in certain counties, particularly Miami-Dade and Broward, and it happens in other parts of the state too, where days after the election or on the day of election, box loads of these ballots show up where somebody's delivering them, and for some reason, the votes are always for the Democrat, for those on the left. So this past legislative session, I introduced legislation to stop ballot harvesting. The bill was very simple. It says that if a person has been found to have more than two ballots in their possession, they only allow theirs plus a immediate family member. If they have more than that in their possession, then it is to be a felony, and they could be prosecuted for that. And those who tried to block that bill, and by the way, Dr. Youngblood, they were successful at it. They did it for a couple of reasons. One, and I'll say those who blocked it for this reason, was because the crime for committing ballot harvesting was a felony. They said that is too harsh. Felony means a jail time. They said that is just too harsh. We have too many people incarcerated in jail now, and we don't need to do that. Well, my response to that is, if you don't want to go to jail, then don't commit the crime.
That's right. Pretty simple answer.
Very. Don't commit the crime. And the others who blocked it were a lot more sinister. And their reason for blocking it, and I'm talking about Republicans, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
These are Republicans who blocked this bill. And this Republican is a senator and one is a House member. They blocked it because, as they said to me, they said these words to me, "Mike, we are training young people to do that very thing right now." And I was stunned when they said that. I said, "You are training people to go gather ballots and turn them in?" And they were like, "Yes." And I said, "It's wrong. Two wrongs do not make a right." I said, "And the left has been doing that a lot longer than you have, and you're not going to beat them at that game. They've been doing it too long, and they're better at it than you are. We need to stop it completely." Well, I'll go ahead and say their names, Dr. Youngblood. It's
good.
The chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, Senator Joe Gruters, blocked it on the Senate side. That bill failed at the 11th hour. We got it passed over on the House side, went over to the Senate, they blocked it. And then over on the House side, it was immediate past chair of the Republican Party of Florida, Representative Blaise Ingolia, who blocked it over on the House side, until eventually the incoming speaker, Representative Chris Sprouse, was able to get the bill heard on the floor. It was debated, voted on, and on straight party lines, it passed. And we sent it over to the Senate, and it was blocked over on the Senate side. So I tell you that, Dr. Youngblood, because what we have before us are those on the left, Democrats, and we have so-called Republicans, I call them rhinos, Republican in name only, who are playing this very sinister game with our elections, which are the bedrock of our society. How we govern ourselves is by electing people. And so we're in a dangerous position right now, Dr. Youngblood, and what I'm hoping is that God will prevail, because when God prevails, that's when things are done right, things are done correctly. And I'm praying that God's will prevail.
Read the first line, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
I'm sorry,
go
ahead.
And that in this election, Christians will go out and vote. They must get up and vote for President Donald Trump so that we can preserve this nation.
Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that, because a very serious question, and I've had a lot of feedback or blowback, however you want to call it. Our newsletter this past week was sent out, and I gave seven reasons why Joe Biden is not qualified to be president. And I was absolutely staggered in my thinking as to the response. Many of them were good respondents, and some were not. But those that claim to be saved, those that claim to be Christian, that feel that somehow, some way, we need to vote for Joe Biden because President Trump has had divorces and he's an adulterer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How do you respond, for the benefit of our listeners, how should we as Christians respond to that kind of rebuke and response from those that say that we need to vote for Joe Biden? Question, Congressman, is Joe Biden qualified to be president of the United States of America? And if not, why not?
No, he is not. And I would say he is not because of the crimes that he and his family have committed over the past decade, and that is ongoing right now. It has been revealed to us through emails that were found on his son, Hunter Biden's laptop, that the Biden family, including Joe Biden, has been involved in criminal activities for some time now, where he is using his position, his influence, where he was vice president, to solicit favors and money from China, from Russia, and from Ukraine. No, Joe Biden is not qualified. And any Christian who will vote for him, I would just say, oh, you foolish Christian, where is your faith? You should not be voting for someone who you know is going to do damage to this country.
One of the things that, and I'm glad you touched on that, we've got about a minute and a half before our top of the hour news break, but one of the things that I find so antithetical to anything that's called truth and for a Christian is to see some of the statements and hear some of the statements that Joe Biden has made. For example, he says that the first thing prior to number one for him, if he's elected president, the first day in office, he says, he will enact the House Bill 5, which is the Equality Act, which is absolutely the approval of the LGBTQ and making the LGBTQ agenda federal law, which will absolutely, his words, trump anything that is called religious liberties, freedom, and it will absolutely be a persecution and prosecution tool against Christians in America. And yet for Christians to think that somehow, some way, he's the person for the office staggers my imagination. Discounting, not even thinking about, not even counting the other parts of our Bill of Rights that he will eviscerate or absolutely destroy if he becomes president. We're going to talk about that further, Congressman. Ponder on what we need to let our listeners know in relationship to the Joe Hunter Biden fiasco and what will take place with our Bill of Rights if Joe Biden is president. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. We'll be right back in 1 minute after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.